in one.
Well, welcome everyone to the Shire Williams Council agenda for the ordinary council meeting, Wednesday the 11th of February 2026. We'll open the meeting at 4:02 p.m. So we'll move straight in. Record for attendance. So we do have two apologies. So Councillor Price is an apology. An apology from CEO Peter Stubbs, who's on annual leave. No, any public for question time. Will be a declaration of interest from myself. 6.0, confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. So 6.1, ordinary council meeting held on the 7th of December 2025. We have a mover and a seconder. True and correct, please. Councillor C. Goucher moves. Councillor Harding seconds. All in favour. 6.2, register of council resolution December 2025. It's just interest. Oh, you're fine. Right, so then we'll go into 7. Announcement by a presiding member without discussion. So we'll just read through this. So this year we had 8 nominations for the Citizen of the Year Award, which reflects the terrific community spirit our community enjoys. Congratulations goes to Helen Bunch, who was awarded the 2026 Citizen of the Year Award. And we also had another award presented to the Williams Gateway Expo, which was received by committee members Anne Rintel and Dennis Hedrick. The Live Local, Love Local Bar was run by Britt and Matt, which made a profit of $2,341.49. That was a quite enjoyable day up there at the Oval. So thanks to all the councillors that were there and helped out on the day, and for everyone turning up and making the day possible. So also on the day, we welcomed a new citizen to Australia. Congratulations to Alison Rowntree on your citizenship to Australia. And just another note I'll throw on there. Also I'd like to thank all the volunteer firefighters over that, I suppose you'd call it, long weekend period with the fires that we had in the Shire. Couldn't be happier with the way that everyone pulled together and got everything under control. And the mopping up was just, for the 3 days after, was tremendous. So thank you very much to all the volunteers and everyone that was involved. Officers report. So 8.1, corporate and community services. 8.1.1, works report, asset management and improvement. So we went through that before. Just started a bit of grading on the roads that needed to be done. So do we have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation to receive the report, please? Councillor McNamara, Councillor Harding, all in favour? 6-0. 8.1.2, payment listings. So you'll have lots of payment listings. So you'll have the month of December 25 and the month of January 26, because we did not have a meeting. Do we have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Panizza, Councillor H. Goucher. All in favour? 6-0. 8.1.3, financial statements. Was there anything in the financial statements that anyone wanted to raise? Do we have a mover and a seconder for receiving the financial statements, period ending 31st December 25 to 31st of January 2026? Councillor C, Councillor moves. Councillor H, Councillor seconds. All in favour? 6-0. 8.2. Chief Executive Officer's report. So 8.2.1, Community Assisted Transport Service, CATS. Did anyone want to raise anything here, or do you want me to read the officer's recommendation? Officer's recommendation reads that council will include an allocation of $500 membership and operating costs of up to $250 in its 26-27 budget to support the regional community assisted transport service operated by the Shire of Narrogin. Number two, approve signing of memorandum of understanding for this service. Are we happy to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Harding?
Yeah.
Councillor Harding moves?
Yep.
Councillor C, Councillor seconds. All in favour? 6-0. 8.2.2, Narrogin Regional Road Subgroup. Proxy representation. So we need to have a proxy for the Narrogin Regional Subgroup, and the officer's recommendation is that council appoint Councillor Bernie Panizza as a proxy delegate to the Narrogin Regional Road Group subgroup. You happy with that, Councillor Panizza?
Yep.
Councillor McNamara?
In case you get nominated.
Councillor Harding seconds, and all in favour? 6-0. 8.2.3, rightio, I am going to declare an interest and hand the chair to Councillor Panizza. So I'll leave the room at 4:10. Thank you.
Okay, 8.2.3, the request to extend planning approval for the proposed service station, lot 889 Albany Highway. Now, you can read through the notes there, it's pretty self-explanatory. If we've got anyone that wants to talk on this topic?
Well, I'm happy to adjourn the decision until the next meeting. I don't know how you quite achieve that, because the idea was we just wanted Peter's input into finalising this decision as to whether we accept or deny them a 2-year extension. So that was my motion. I don't know if we just don't vote on it, it just lapses and comes back. There's got to be some way it comes back next month. That's all.
You can defer it to the next meeting. You defer it to the next meeting.
Okay. Put a motion forward that this agenda item be deferred until the next meeting.
Yeah, I'll
support that. Supporting that?
Yeah.
Anyone want to talk against it? No?
Not this one.
So, all in favour of deferring this meeting till the March meeting?
Do you need a seconder?
A seconder. Who wants to second it?
Johnny McNamara.
Councillor McNamara. All in favour? 5-0. Thank you. President will return to the meeting.
Back and forward to all. 8.2.4, Audit Risk and Improvement Committee, Terms of Reference and Appointments. So, officer's recommendation reads that council, 1, approve and adopt terms of reference for the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. 2, authorise the CEO to advertise and seek expressions of interest from people to establish the required independent presiding member and deputy presiding member for council's Audit Risk and Improvement Committee for the period to date December 2027 and to report to the ordinary council meeting on March the 18th, 2026, Fires Risk Audit and Improvement Committee. Did everyone understand that?
Yeah.
So they're happy to move?
Yeah,
Councillor C. Coucher moves. Mm-hmm. Second up. Councillor McNamara seconds. All in favour? 6-0. 8.2.5, Chief Executive Officer's Performance Review and Key Performance Indicators. So as we spoke about, we'll just run through it again. Everyone had the opportunity to put forward comments. Myself and Councillor Panizza met with the CEO and went through the performance review with him before he left for holidays. So we're just putting on record that it's been completed. So do we have a mover and seconder, please? Councillor Harding moves. Councillor C. Coucher seconds. All in favour? 6-0. 8.2.6, change of ordinary council meeting date for March 2026. So, the ordinary council meeting would have been normally held on the 18th of March. We are now proposing to move it to the 25th of March. So officer's recommendation reads that council change the date of the ordinary council meeting from Wednesday the 18th of March 2026 to Wednesday the 25th of March 2026, commencing at 4 p.m. to enable time for evaluations of tenders for the indoor court project.
I don't know whether it's a good idea to defer a meeting. We're going to then go, we've just had 6 weeks, then we're going to go 5, and then we're going to go 3. Right, I don't know whether that's a good idea. And surely they can...
Well, it's either that or we've got to call a special meeting, probably.
Will they not be able to do it within a week?
Don't know.
Why not?
I don't want to be putting the pressure on anyone and not picking up the pieces, probably. What's everyone else's thoughts?
So Peter won't have time to review the tenders?
He's not doing it.
He's not doing it?
No, Tian, the engineering specialist, is doing it. That's what he recruited him to help with, the documentation that all went out to each of the people that were interested in tendering. We're still waiting on the structural geotechnical report as well, engineering report.
So So the tenders are going to be assessed by an external party, and then the recommendations
Peter will look over them, but provided to you guys. He's also contracted this to do it as well. And he said he needs 2 weeks from the date of they finish.
Oh, no, I'm not a builder, so I can't.
Yeah, okay.
Do it.
It's a massive project, and by pushing the meeting forward for a week, so then we don't lose any more time on getting a decision made as to who our preferred tender is, and we actually get some runs on the ground in this financial year with the project. That was
if we get a suitable tenderer.
We've got to start moving middle and start losing
the building. We've lost a lot of ground, and this is so then we don't lose any further ground.
Otherwise, we'll be deferring for almost
Well, we won't go until the next council meeting, you lose a whole month.
Hmm.
I was trying to eliminate that part of the process because I feel like too much ground's been lost already in this space.
Hmm? Yeah. Yeah, or we call a special meeting.
And
after
you guys
are it's done, but
come to another meeting. That's probably easier just to not make everyone's got time constraints. It's your call.
I have no stress over moving the meeting.
I have
a problem. So if we want to vote on it, I'm happy to
Councillor Hardy moves.
Move it.
Second it. Councillor McNamara seconds. All in favour? 5 against. 1. Councillor Haight declares against. Point 2.7, endorsement of bushfire risk management plan 2025-2030. Officer's recommendation reads that council adopt the 2025-2030 bushfire risk management plan as presented, as endorsed by DFS 15th of July 2025.
Is there anything in that risk management plan that would you make any amendments? It's a big fire inferno we've had over the last month.
It's already been endorsed.
No.
It's already been endorsed.
It's already been endorsed.
Okay.
It's already adopting.
Just a question.
Next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next time in 2030.
So we're adopting it in February 26, but it wasn't actually endorsed in July
25.
Yeah. So we have a mover and a seconder for that then, please. Councillor Harding moves. Councillor Panizza seconds. All in favour? 6-0. 8.2.8. Use of common seal and decisions on delegated authority. So there are 3 there on the table. Officers recommend then that council accepts the report. Use of common seal and action performed under delegated authority from the period of the 17th of December 2025 to the 9th of February 2026. Mover and seconder, please. Or questions? No questions? Councillor C. Couchy moves. Councillor McNamara seconds. All in favour? 6-0. 'Cause you put it in here instead.
Oh, that's the attachments.
Yeah. Righty-o, so 9, elect a member's motion of which previous notice has been given. 10, new business of urgent nature introduced by decisions of the meeting. Elect a members, anything? Officers? Nothing? 11, applications for leave. for the next one?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, no applications allowed. We'll close the meeting then at 4:22. Thanks for your attendance.